Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Your name is what now?
I'm sorry.
What did you say that your name is?
I really can't hear you, ma'am.
I didn't understand anything. Can you say it a little bit louder, please?
I was expressing I couldn't. Yes, ma'am. That's what it is, a bad connection. My name is Amia. I'm a third-party customer service. How may I assist you?
Well, I know that I was supposed. My name is Linda Wilson. Linda.
Oh. All right, Ms. Wilson.
And I need to give you my address because I do. And I did not authorize anything to be charged to me no for 30 days.
Your billing address for security purposes, please.
It's 4861 in Franklinton, Louisiana, 70438.
All righty. Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken previously for a KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall taking that survey?
Right. And it said all I had to pay was $1.99. And then it tried to charge my card on that time $99.
Yes, ma'am. So with you taking that subscription survey, it also expressed along with that dollar, there would be a subscription charge that would apply to the account, which will result of $59.89 coming out of your account. With that subscription, it will provide you recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. You did go ahead and...
I don't want that, and I need to get my money refunded.
So you don't have to worry about it coming out of your account anymore because this account has been canceled and disputed since May 21st. Actually, May 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
It came out of my account on July 12th.
There's no July charges with us because this account doesn't exceed any charges past April. April 25th is the last time you was charged, but there was a dispute that was made back in May that possibly posted on your end in July, resulting of letting you know your bank or your credit card company did take their temporary refund back, and that's why it's, having you to give us a call. No one on our end would be able to make any refunds.
I promise you, I did not sign anything for any month. How many months did you all take that out?
Only 1 month, and that was April. Because you attempted to enroll into this multiple times.
It didn't say anything about no reoccurring charges or anything like that. It might have been a survey that I took, but it was not clear, about them charging me no $59. I promise you that.
Yes, ma'am. The terms and conditions had the information enlisted.
Well, it's like I'm trying to get you some kind of trick down there when it sent for a survey. The survey didn't say that I was supposed to pay no $59. In the terms of conditions, unless it was something in fine print way down there somewhere that I didn't even see.
Yes, ma'am. But you're canceled on our end, so I do assure you there hasn't been any charges to come out of the account since April.
So. They told me that that it had not been paid in April, and then they took it out of my account in July.
So April 25th, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 multiple attempts until the fifth try allowed you to go ahead and proceed with your order. So that was that's where the confusion come in. They showed that you tried to enter into it, but it was declined. But then that fifth time, it did allow you to go ahead and make, well, enrolled into that subscription survey. So July is just your company taking their money back at this point. Because
so
in May,
that's how you all trick people out and get money from them, huh?
No one tricked anyone because the terms and conditions were there.
Well, came up about the survey. It wasn't anything about if you take this survey, blah, 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 listen, and what we going to do. That's why I'm saying it was a trick. So, y'all got the money out of my account in April, you say?
Yes, ma'am. That was the, your initial order was in April.
So, the order was no kind of merchandise that I got. It was just something on the internet.
So, if there wasn't any merchandise that you would receive, because once again, it was a survey entering. Among other contestants, you are within the contest to attempt to win the KitchenAid mixer that you were signing up for. So, yes, ma'am, if you didn't get the item that you were signing up for, you would have at least gotten the recipes that were sent to your email April 25th.
Well, and my email wasn't even... My email hadn't been at work since. Last year, until a few days ago. Well, well, well. Now I see how y'all do. Bye.
Thanks for calling customer service.